When I'm Gone. Written by Gorgeous Nerd. Read by Sylvain. Fandom. Supernatural. Content notes. Non-con. Dupe-con. Suggestions of gore. Demons don't make tender, gentle love. That's not what Ruby's asking for when she bends a knee to the demon inside the dental hygienist, bowing her head. When Ruby wrote her own blonde not too long ago, she asked for this as a means to get the weeping inside of her head to shut up for 5 freaking seconds. But now, all she hears are the echoes of her own thoughts, the memories of the screaming souls in hell. No amount of physical sensation can ever make that disappear. Lilith puts a perfectly shaped hand in Ruby's hair and pulls, the pressure just short of yanking hair out of Ruby's scalp. Tears fill her eyes as she looks up at the calm smile on Lilith's face. "This isn't a reward," she says, even though Ruby's long understood. Her reward comes later, after Sam does exactly what he's destined to do. "This is a reminder." Lilith backhands Ruby twice across the face, her fingernails skipping across Ruby's skin. It's not enough to draw blood. That would be too suspicious, too slow to heal. But enough to leave welts for a couple of days. They'll be gone the next time Ruby shows up to give Sam a power boost. Ruby's breath hitches in her throat a little, and she braces against the ground for what's next. Except Lilith flicks her hand casually, and Ruby's flung across the opposite wall. They're in a hotel, much nicer than the Winchesters ever occupy, and the thump of her head against the plaster is swallowed by whatever soundproofing the hotel has in place. If Ruby could breathe, needed to breathe, she could shriek her lungs out, have her guts torn out slowly, and no one would know until the smell made it to the hallway. Lilith slips out of her heels, approaches slowly. As she does, she increases her unseen pressure on Ruby. A little chokehold on her throat, spikes against her wrists, circled around her ankles. By the time she's close enough for Ruby to feel moist breath on her face, she's pushed Ruby's legs open, slid her into place so she could slip her knee between her legs, and give her just a hint of what was to come. "Do you want it?" Lilith asks, grabbing her face with one hand. Ruby would nod, but she can't move her head. "The please..." She chokes out, barely sounds like a word. "And who will give this to you once it's over?" Lilith flicks a hand, and Ruby's shirt tears in half, hanging from her shoulders in shreds. "Once you're by Lucifer's side, and I'm gone." Ruby's heart, the meat suit's heart, quickens as she swallows hard. Maybe Lucifer will be Sam enough to keep her around. Maybe she'll die with her blood on his lips. As Lilith reaches around and unhooks the back of Ruby's bra, more gentle than she's been this entire time, Ruby isn't sure if it's the teasing brush of her fingertips or the uncertainty of Lucifer that's making her grind her hips. Lilith throws Ruby's bra over her shoulder and slaps her again, this time with her palm. It makes Ruby's teeth rattle. "Are you ready?" Lilith asks. She dips her head and drops a couple of light kisses to Ruby's collarbone. "Yes." It comes out a groan. Lilith drops down and sinks her teeth hard into Ruby's left breast. It's more kindness than any act so far. Her tits don't have any sensitivity whatsoever for careful touches. And as Ruby's endorphins crest, she arches her back, pressing for more. The power between Ruby's legs surges now, disappearing and reappearing at Lilith's will. Ruby laughs a little, even as she writhes, pushing her hips so the motions hit her clit. Humans don't know what they're missing. "What will you tell him?" Lilith asks, the sounds humming against Ruby's skin. "When he sees my marks? When he fucks you into the mattress on his blood high?" "Yours," Ruby gasps. The power between her legs disappears, and Lilith unbuttons Ruby's jeans, sticks her hand inside. Warm flesh against Ruby's clit is too much. Lilith only rubs a couple of times, and then Ruby's coming, whimpering and shaking. Lilith pushes her through it and then draws back. The power disappears from everywhere, and Ruby falls to the ground, barely catching herself in time. She's covered in sweat and still shaking, but she laughs again, tossing her hair out of her face. As for Lilith, she lowers onto the edge of the very large, very plush bed in the middle of the room and draws her skirt up. She isn't wearing panties. Ruby crawls forward and rests on her heels. She can see between Lilith's legs now, the flushed pink lips without a hint of hair on the surrounding skin. It's impossible to know if Lilith took it off, or if her vessel simply prefers it. It could easily go either way. Lilith nods once, and Ruby leans in, breathing in her scent. She draws a hand across Lilith's folds, and it comes away wet.
Yes.
Lilith breathes. Ruby licks her lips and presses her mouth to Lilith, barely rubbing. She waits, and Lilith grabs her hair again, pressing hard until Ruby opens her mouth and draws her tongue across rhythmically. After a while, Lilith's moving her head for her, and so Ruby rubs a finger around her hole, dipping the tip in as Lilith pushes faster. The bite mark on Ruby's chest brushes against the comforter, and Ruby shivers. She shouldn't have let Lilith do that, but then, it wasn't like it was entirely her choice. Even working for Lilith, her plans and the destiny of all existence on her shoulders, Ruby's lucky each and every time Lilith lets her walk away unscathed. It won't be the first time she's had to hide marks from Sam's view.
Remember, Lilith says jaggedly, remember who you really work for.
And as she comes shrieking, Ruby hears something completely different. Remember me when I'm gone. The end.